Okay, on this next casual Sunday segment, I kind of wanted to make a little bit of a confession, and I have no idea how you guys are going to react to this, so bear with me. I might lose some of my animation cred by saying this, actually. I am a huge fan of VeggieTales, or at least I used to be. See, my entire dad's side of the family, or at least a large chunk of it, is very, very conservatively Christian. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not meaning to bash anything, but so when they saw that this new series of videotapes was coming out by this, I don't know, what would you call him? A pastor? A theologian? Or I guess theologian. But when they saw that this new video series was coming out, they're like, we have to get him hooked on this stuff. And they kind of did. So, with that in mind, I just wanted to take maybe 5 or so minutes here to kind of reminisce about VeggieTales. I cannot believe I just said that sentence. And what was really good about VeggieTales, I think, was really the music. I mean, the plots were not exactly Shakespearean, let's just put it that way. But the music, it was lively, it was energetic, they constantly changed styles. I mean, if you look at some of the songs that they used to do, they're all over the map. They'd go from, like, blues to, like, R&B to, like, they even did raps a couple times. They would do classical stuff. And they all managed to put Christian doctrine and Bible verses into videos without shoving it down your throat with a metal spoon. They managed to just put more Christian ideas in there that are kind of universal to all religion, rather than like be a Glenn Beckish type of pitchfork wielding believe me or die type of person. And actually what sent me on this little VeggieTales nostalgia trip was Rock Attack Force linked to the video of a silly song on Twitter, and that just sent me watching all of these old VeggieTales songs. One of the things I really like about VeggieTales that nobody really ever talks about is right before Big Idea, who made VeggieTales, sold the franchise to Classic Media, who now airs it on NBC, sans any Christian references. Right before they sold that, one of their last projects was a series of 2D animated shorts, like traditionally animated stuff, called Larry Boy. And it was basically an excellent satire, and I know you're gonna laugh at me for this, but it was an excellent satire of the comic book and the superhero genres. And not even the 3D Larry Boy movies got anywhere close to the level of quality that the 2D ones had. I mean, the animation, it wasn't perfect, but it was still pretty good. And it was just, there are several moments that looking back and rewatching the tapes, I can actually still, as a much, much older person, laugh at. And I think any sort of media that can do that, where you can watch it as a kid and enjoy the crap out of it, and yet still, years and years down the line, enjoy it on an entirely different level, I think that's a success. So, my question to you that you can answer in the comments down below, or you can answer in my Twitter feed off to the side here, is, did you have any shows that you liked as a kid that you watched later? And how did they turn out for you? Did you enjoy them every bit as much as you did when you were a kid? Or did you want to kind of shove them back into the netherworld and forget about them forever? I know one of the shows that I really liked as a kid that I really regret liking now, looking back on it, was a show called Fighting Foodons. And Donnie East of Toon Zone recently did a review on it. I can't believe how horrible of a dub that was. I mean, that was just completely horrible. And yet, my younger self was like, oh my god, talking food, awesome! And yeah, it didn't exactly turn out so well. I'm almost afraid to watch Batman Beyond and Sailor Moon again, because I don't think they'll hold up that well in hindsight. Wow, we've kind of really veered from our VeggieTales topic, haven't we? So, just to recap, did you like VeggieTales as a kid? If you did, do you still like them today? And were there any other shows that you watched as a kid and you revisited recently? And how do you feel about them now? How did you feel about them then? Leave your responses in the comments or on my Twitter feed.